What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Planet Destiny podcast, episode 126. We are so close. It's the one where we're just a few days away from the Destiny 2. Oh, God.
Please,
did I forget to stop using my real voice?
You forgot to put on the Blackley filter.
Oh, God. I hated that so much. I hated everything
career
about
over.
That.
Yeah. Everyone just heard you for your true self. You want us to
welcome to the Planet Destiny podcast.
I'd say we could start recording again, but we're live, so
secrets
out.
On top of it's on the internet. Internet's forever.
Yep.
Yo, guys, what's up, man?
Yeah.
What's up, boys?
What's up, boys?
We got
what's
2 days
beta
till
boys?
The Destiny bit.
Yeah.
The beta boys. 2 days.
So I have two days.
So we're all excited for the beta and a podcast.
That's all we got.
It's 5:30 a.m. Monday, the 17th of July for me. So I've got beta tomorrow.
Yeah. You're in the future. It's weird.
Wow.
We're still on Sunday.
Yep.
You son of a bitch.
We're going to be reaching so deep into our own butts to pull out topics of conversation for this podcast. It's unreal.
Watch that new Game of Thrones?
We can't watch it. HBO Nordic won't release it until tonight. So
what?
Garbage.
Yeah, I can't actually watch it.
Absolutely.
I have
garbage.
A HBO subscription. I pay €9 a month. I can't watch it until tonight.
I watched Silicon Valley today, so I'm just catching up on my HBO shows.
That's it. Oh, you also just bought HBO in preparation for a Game of Thrones.
No, I just finally figured out I can just use my parents' account for HBO Go on my new tablet. So.
Nice.
I
just caught up on Silicon Valley as well. So good show. Good show. Good taste. There it is, everybody.
There's still porn on there.
Oh, God. Oh, we're so deep.
Whoa.
We have to go deeper.
I can't
like
handle
dividing
this.
By zero.
Guys, before we talk about Destiny on the Planet Destiny podcast, I just have to show off to our Twitch viewers this awesome toy I got when I went to Medieval Times. Check this out.
Oh, look
at
that.
Oh, jeez.
That's a disco saber. That's like...
It's the disco saber.
That is the disco stick that I was asked to take a ride on for years. I believe that's what the song was about, right?
Hey, Mega.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you the tragedy of Darth Bones the Handsome? So desperate for podcast content was he.
Oh, and he's gone.
He doesn't accept those prequel memes.
Oh, hey, look, I'm back. What happened? I don't know.
It's not a story the other podcasters will tell you. But yeah, this was all worth my girlfriend's money.
I'm actually really jealous that you got to go to Medieval Times. I've always wanted to go.
It was the time of my life. I honestly did not think it would be as fun. I thought, like, maybe I'll go laugh and, like, I'll be the ironic dude. Like, so dumb. And I just only had a great time. It was literally the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I like to imagine it was exactly like the movie Cable Guy, and you got into a real, like, sword fight down in the pit.
It was actually more like me and, like, some 10-year-olds, like, our night one, and our section was just, like, it's not like people were like, haha, yay. It was like people were just like, yes!
Yeah, people get really into it.
Everyone was just losing their minds. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Everyone was way too hyped.
Beautiful.
But yeah, I got this now, so that's cool.
Did you drink mead?
No.
Did you drink plenty mead? Oh, look
at
that.
The bartender gave me... the bartender was just like too like frazzled and confused and was like very nice but not really listening, so she accidentally like poured me a double whiskey and then was just like, oh, sorry, you didn't order that, but I'll just give it to you for as a single. And I was like, fine, I'll drink it. And then she's
like,
okay,
you're not gonna take it from me.
Yeah, but then she went over with this thing that I ordered it in and just filled the rest up with frozen pina colada on top of double whiskey. And I was
all right,
and then
he's sitting there with his girlfriend and his new toy lightsaber like, oh, I gave you a double whiskey, but I'll only charge you for one. And Bones like, it's the greatest day of my life.
It's the best.
It's like, it's amazing.
Yeah, so I don't need Game of Thrones to have a grand old medieval time.
That's Bones sips from the tears of all of his haters in Destiny from. It's just from that chalice.
Goes here.
You have to get a label for that now. Just salty tears and just put it on.
That's a good
there.
Idea. Yeah. No, I'll like put a little...
Branding. I got you, fam. I got you.
Nice.
Good.
Tune in next week to check out my Salty Tears Chalice.
How was the beta for you, Bones?
Oh, I just made some crafts.
Refreshing. Refreshing, refreshing Destiny community salt. Yo! What's going on, guys? We are the Planet Destiny podcast. We do talk about Destiny occasionally, yep. You know, in between Game mm-hmm. of Thrones and Medieval Times, which I'm a little salty about. I want to go to there. Yes. But yo, why don't we go ahead and introduce ourselves? We've got our usual roundtable of hosts. We've got Story Machine, which, am I pointing? There, you're underneath me.
Down. There you go. The bottom, mate. Pardon me.
We've got the beautiful Knight Bones. I think he's next to me.
Yeah.
That is his actual name. Yeah. We've got Mr. Fallout, Diagonal. Fallout Plays. How's it going, buddy? You ready for that Dawnblade? You ready?
You know it. You fucking know it.
I know. And then a much more respectable looking Mega Magwitch. Sans pink beard. Where did it go? I don't like it. Nobody's
like wearing it a shirt with a collar on it.
Look, okay.
Where's my comic book stuff, man?
I have no clean clothes at all. All right. This is not a professional man. This is a desperate man clinging to the last scraps before laundry day. All right. And the beard, it was growing in. The roots were growing in too much, and I was like,
I'm tired of all these excuses. You could have fashioned a whimsical costume out of nothing much in particular.
Yeah, come on.
You want me to take the shirt off?
Yeah.
Do you want to get us banned? I'll do it. All right, I'll just pop this shirt off. I think. No, but the beard, the roots were growing in, and I said, I either have to dye this again, or I have to fucking shave it. I'm not dyeing it again, so no choice. So now I just have like edges of my hair that's pink, and people look at me kind of twice when I walk by. Like, wait, what?
Just start like wearing lipstick, and everyone will ignore that.
It kind of grows in a little like red here for some reason on mine. So same for you. You just have like weird little patches of pink.
Exactly. Yes. That's all my goodness.
I'm glad I'm not the only person with beard problems. I remember a couple weeks ago I shaved, and part of the reason why was because half of it was growing in white. And I am not nearly old enough for that to be happening to me.
Yes. You can't see on camera, but I have so many fucking white hairs. It's crazy.
The distinguished silver, yeah.
How about you, Fallout?
Yeah, the real reason Fallout doesn't grow beard is because it looks like Santa Claus when it grows
right
in.
Now.
He keeps it smooth because he'd look like...
There was a really cool Snapchat filter that basically put the top of your head on your chin the other week, man. That would have been pretty good for you.
Can you, like, hook that up on your webcam and just give yourself, like, a filter beard the entire episode?
I'm going to incorporate that into my Twitch overlay from now on.
You have to keep perfectly still because it's a PNG layered over your screen.
Oh, my God. I've seen weirder things in overlays. Like I said before, I've seen somebody with the racer chair as an overlay behind
the
them.
PMG, I saw
that. Like they weren't really sitting in a racer chair, but they had an image of one that they just sat and pretended
they were. Pretty real, though. It was like quite believable. Yeah. You had to like double take it to like see.
So desperate for the
someone
for the
wanted
image,
a sponsorship.
Baby.
Yo, racer, I chill for you, dog. Oh my gosh. Oh man!
Right, well,
this has nothing to do with Destiny,
guys. No, again, I actually went on a little mini holiday into the countryside where there was no electricity, no internet. Well, my ISP doesn't cover that area, so I've missed all the news that's come out. So perhaps that could be.
Oh wow! Well, okay. Here we got the This Week at Bungie right up.
Yeah, man.
And top of the list, they're taking hunters completely out of Destiny 2. That was a little bit shocking, right?
Because
it said it was a way to, you know, just balance Blade Dancer some more. They're just removing hunters.
You're just taking it out.
can't balance specials, remove them. Can't figure out what to do with Blade Dance, remove all of hunters.
You know,
Titan punches too short of a distance, give them all shoulder charge distance.
Yeah,
it's been a busy week.
Never get upset about the first builds you see. They could change at any time. We don't know what the final game would look like. And at this point, it could look like no hunters or Titans.
Yeah.
All Warlocks.
Obviously, we're just effing around, but like, there's nothing. There's no news.
What about the? No, have we gotten to talk about the new map? Did we get to talk about
stuff.
That?
Yeah,
it was
we got to
IGN.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this reskin content?
Sorry. This Destiny 1.5?
The first thing I thought, I played the video, I was streaming and I pulled up the video and I played it on stream of the new map, like the gameplay on it, and that was the very first thing I thought. I was like, oh good, somebody's gonna be like, wow, they're just reusing areas already. I'm like, oh fuck. And sure enough, I've heard that plenty of times.
There was literally a big Reddit post about saying like, hey, I hope some of the Crucible maps return to year one spaces, that'd be cool. And then like it's literally like answered right there. And then you know someone is just like, oh lazy, they just used this from Rise of Iron.
I think it's cool. I think it's pretty neat. It doesn't look like a map for me with all these sniper towers, but I think it looks like a.
It's got a lot of lanes,
cool
man.
Space. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is those who don't Vostok?
Yeah, Vostok. So for anyone who doesn't know, it was revealed as part of IGN's first series covering Destiny 2, as part of one of their PvP reveals. We're getting a new Crucible map, Vostok, that's basically taking place inside the Iron Temple on Fellwinter Peak. So think of that world space just hyper expanded. It actually looks like it's a rather large map. And there you go. You're going to be killing guardians up there next to Lord Saladin and his wolves. And I mean, I think it looks pretty cool. It looks like it has a. They mentioned that for Destiny 2, they built maps with certain game modes in mind. And this to me looks like it's a control map. That is definitely a control map based on all the lanes. The way A and C are protected on sides, but then have back entrances. Yeah, it's. I think it looks pretty good. I think I'm gonna dig it.
Okay. He likes it.
I like it.
Yeah. One thing I noticed about we were talking about with people about these both of these new maps, but definitely this one, is that like there seems to be more routes and little shortcuts cut in, and those don't automatically mean like. Huge variety or whatever, like we're still going to be like areas where the fights happen, that's just natural, but at least it's not just like long hallways. And something I noticed about Vostok is like, yeah, there's those sniper towers, but it seems like you can get there pretty much 10 different ways, and it's not like you're just out there in no man's land looking up waiting to get picked off. And same with Endless Vale, the new one, it looks sort of like a condensed Pantheon, but with way more little side routes and not just hallway one, hallway two, and then just nowhere to turn. So, you know, people really get frustrated with choke points. They just kind of, they find themselves dying there a lot only because someone can sort of stare at it with a sniper or a grenade can land and you can't get away from it. And these maps just look like they have a ton of movement options, which is really cool. And just bunches of little places to sort of duck out and disappear. And the same thing was true with Midtown when we played it. That was pretty obvious that there was just way more places to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, quite. I agree.
Yes. Yes.
I concur. Yes.
Indeed. But we also got to learn a little bit more about how some of the PvP modes are going to play. Like, first and foremost, for Control, there's been quite a few changes to that game mode. When you start Control now, you'll no longer have to capture a home point. Points A and C will come auto-captured, so it just becomes a probable rush for B, or possibly if you want to go and flank the enemy spawn. And I think that's a pretty good quality of life change
there. I thought
that
was awesome.
I agree.
What a great change.
Yeah. So nice.
It seems like a lot of the changes for Control are meant to make the game mode go by a little bit faster, because they made it so that you cap zones faster, you no longer have to neutralize zones before you can take them. I think everybody's been in the position where you're the only person on your team actively trying to take B, and it takes forever by yourself. So I'm glad that's seeing some kind of change.
It's going to move much quicker. The pace is going to be really fast. And like, I just like everything that they did with Control. I was watching that video on IGN. I was like, wow, I'm actually excited to play Control. Like, what's happening right now? You know, you auto capture the two main territories. It's just both teams trying to get map control right away, no wasting time, none of that. Like, okay, you hang back on A, we're gonna go have fun, see you later, buddy. Like, everyone is gonna try and get that map control, you're gonna push right out, no neutralizing zones, which is just like a waste of time. It's just action. If you get that kill and you get that team wipe, just push in right away. You're not gonna have to worry about like, okay, neutralize the zone and like, you know, dance in and out and ability coverage. Just go take it, just take control,
fucking take it, baby.
Titan. And the simplified scoring, too.
Yes.
Is looking so good.
Yeah, what do they say? It's a one kill for 1 point.
Yeah, that's it. And then if you have
depending on how many characters.
You get each zone gives you another point that you get.
And a point for capping as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Maybe?
Yeah. I can't remember. But it's definitely easier. It's like simplified, which is just great because in the current meta, sometimes it's just like, wait, what is happening? Like, plus 10 and a half points for headshot. Good job.
Yeah, why did I just get 223 points? The fuck did I just do? Yeah.
Kill the guy in first place. 134 points. Good job. Yeah.
She licked a heavy ammo crate. That's what happened.
And I know there is no rumble yet, but if something like that is implemented for a rumble when it eventually exists, that would be great, considering you can lose in 1v1 matches with more kills now because of the scoring system in Destiny, which is just ridiculous. So I'll be hopeful that they have some more normal scoring in the next one.
The other thing about Control is that I could easily see it playing out well in competitive settings, because as we know, zone control is the norm in tourneys, and 4v4 zone control is fast, but there's still some, like, there's weirdness to it. That's just my personal opinion, but this is just like, there's nothing about this game mode that screams confusing or bad scoring systems and stuff. So if people are trying to play a tournament setting where you rotate modes, I see Control working really nicely, which makes me very happy, because I want to see the competitive players play all of Destiny and not just find, we can only do this mode. It's the only mode that works for us, and we're not going to do the other ones. Play all of it.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely a good change, I think. I think they said on average Control games last about 8 minutes now, so it's a lot closer to the Clash timeline of things, and that's good. I think that's a game mode that that needed some change to kind of push people into action, and so, you know, changing it so you don't have to cap starting points, changing it so that capping points is faster. You don't have to have multiple people standing on a point to get the benefit of the faster cap, not having to neutralize. It's just a lot of changes that, in my opinion, are going to make the game mode a bit more fun to play.
No word on whether or not humping the cap point makes it go faster, though.
If that is not the first video that Fallout puts out after that Control's playable, I'm going to be so angry. Yeah,
I think you owe us, Fallout. You have to make that video.
I need to know. If you don't make it, someone else will.
Let's do it for M-Tashed.
All right. Yeah, this one's for you, Mike.
This one's for you, Mike. We also got some confirmations in their PvP reveal. A little bit of a class we've been speculating about for quite some time is making a return, and that would be Voidwalkers for Warlocks.
Yeah.
So we finally got an answer on that. It's coming back. Blink is coming back out of nowhere, which I will be the first to admit, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
I thought they were going to be axing that ability.
What capacity is it back, though? Like, I haven't seen the video, because it wouldn't load. I was going to have to climb a tree at the parties to try and get a signal to, like...
It looks like the way Blink looks now. You can use it in the neutral game. It's not for any kind of weird roaming super. It's just Blink.
Mm-hmm.
And it works the way it does kind of in the current meta, which is you blink and it takes you... I think it takes you... I can't remember. Is it the whole HUD or just the radar? It takes something
just
away.
It's the radar.
Is it the whole HUD?
It's the whole HUD for a little moment.
Okay.
I feel
it
like it's
for like a second.
I'm gonna go watch it right now. Keep talking.
Go watch it right now.
I know that in D2 aiming your gun gets rid of just the radar. So, but I think the blink gets rid of everything. Right?
Yeah. Probably.
It takes it away for a second when you aim in D2 now. Like, it takes a second to come back your radar. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
And a friend of mine said Nova Bomb traveled really slowly and unholy.
Yeah, the Slova Bomb, baby. It's big. It floats like some creepy orb in the sky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just sort of moves generally towards you
like a
thundercloud.
An Axion Bolt's like great, 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 great grandfather. That's gigantic. Like, it's just a fucking massive Axion Bolt that hunts you down.
It's a spirit bomb.
Yeah.
Is that something also, that just looks pretty while you're backpedaling away from it?
It looks
and I can confirm it's not the entire HUD. At least based off the IGN build, it might be different in the build we get, but just the radar that disappeared.
I looked it up.
I watched it.
So as of right now, it's the only super in the game that isn't roaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which is kind of weird.
It is weird. It's very
supers
weird.
Supers have different modes, though. Isn't that going to be just one of the modes?
It could be. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we don't
time
know what the other
will tell.
What the other thing
time
is.
Will tell.
Yeah. I mean, technically, Sentinel has a non-roaming option as well. If you want to pop the bubble, if you want to get technical.
Well, I should say non-roaming shutdown super.
Yes, fair.
And well, because it's slow, I don't know if it's the kind of super that you get charged and just put it at your feet, and in the true shutdown fashion, which is immediate death. If it's, I don't know how it reacts to things. It was kind of. I do really wish they just took like 10 minutes and got one more fucking clip for a super.
Right? And like, just like had two camera guys just follow it so I could fucking see what it did.
Seriously. Like, we got a couple games of Sentinel. What if we got one more of Voidwalker? No, that one should be fine. I got a double kill.
Yeah.
Whatever.
As someone who's done some filming in Destiny, you tell your teammates, I've got it. I'm going to pop it. You guys run with it so we get your footage too. And then we're golden. Like we can see
like
exactly what it does instead of getting it curving around a wall. And then I'm like, what the fuck did it do over there?
We have so many clips of the fucking Sentinel, Captain America-ing everywhere. And I was like, awesome. Let's get some Voidwalker footage.
Yeah.
And I saw it and I was like, well, I guess I'll go fuck myself. And that one clip.
It.
He just kills. It's like, all right, no more. You're done.
It'd be crazy if, like, what we really didn't see was something super insane. Like, when it does explode, it turns into a giant Void Warlock that punches you and just, like, picks you up and throws the other Guardians. Like, we just missed something wild.
Gives a bag or two.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange thing with it just being this one-time use, and it sure looks like it's going to go kill something, you know? It's like they threw it down a hallway and it curved enough to hit two guys that weren't on camera, so it sounds like it has enough tracking to be effective, and then it explodes and more little trackers go out and do damage. Those didn't look like one shot kills, but they did you know, like a grenade damage,
sure,
like an axion. But man, I keep saying that I just don't get the player fantasy of like awesome space superhero as the one that just goes and you just sort of like
that's it.
Hey, there's the kill, but like I don't know, I want some flips and dives and stuff and floating
like Arc Strider,
dropping swords.
I like to think of
that
I like to feel like I'm an evil scientist who's got a doomsday device when I throw it and I'm just waiting.
Slowly backs away.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's
like,
fair
I
to
know,
speculate, isn't it? Like that you've got a double-edged super like you've got with every other class. You know?
I can see that. I want to know how long it goes before it blows up on its own or what it does. Like, does it hit a wall and explode or what?
Will
how far
it
does it track you?
If it doesn't find anything for a minute.
Because it'd be kind of cool if it just like didn't go away unless you fucking like shot it away or something wild like that.
Get back to me in a few days.
Would.
I'll let you know.
It's just fun. Just but don't go near that part of the map. There's just a fucking Nova Bomb over there waiting right
waiting
now.
Waiting for you.
Look, it could be really good just for the I mean, like, I think the Voidwalker could be really excellent in any objective PvP mode. Because right now, it's going to be littered with roaming supers. That Arc Strider looks nuts, and so does the Sentinel, and we know that the Dawnblade is crazy. And having like a I'm not going to say guaranteed because we haven't played it yet, but the explosion looked pretty effing big. And it's not like you're going to be trying to like nail people cross map. I mean, I guess you can try, but like if they're coming at you with a roaming super, just throw it at your feet. I'm sure you'll vaporize them. And because we have objective game types in PvP, like what is it again? Is it Countdown is the game type mode?
Countdown,
Where like you have to shut down. Because you know they're going to be in there. And that map we played, Bones and Mega, where like they're shutting it down, it's in that like tiny room.
Yeah.
If you see
yeah.
they're shutting it down, they're holding it, it's like, oh, guess who's getting a fresh Nova Bomb? They're going to have to they're going to have to leave. Even
I
want to
see
know
purple smoke come out of the doors. Like you see both doors. Like out the windows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the roof
yes.
pops up like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon or something. And like same thing for Control, they're gonna be sitting on that thing with like a bubble or a Striker Titan wall and just be like, all right, you better get out of that zone in 5 seconds because the Nova Bomb's coming in.
Yeah, my big fear though is I'll throw it and they'll cap it and leave and it'll just be over there and they'll just be like, see ya. Oh damn it.
If it doesn't look from the perspective of the enemy with that Nova Bomb coming towards him, if it just doesn't look like a giant purple titty, I'm cancelling my pre-order.
There it is.
Purple titty. Well, we have to see if the Nova Bomb is going to damage you like it does in D1. Because if it doesn't damage you, I'm gonna get off. All right, I'm just saying it right
now.
He's
done. He's
off.
Pop it on your feet. Hold it.
Yeah. Speaking of builds, we mentioned builds earlier on. One day when I did get a slice of internet connection off my phone, I did see some confusion on builds in the IGN videos and stuff, and that was causing some unrest or confusion on things like
the build looked different than the one that was at E3 and at the reveal. Yeah. Like Titans looked a little faster, and the fact that Blink was in it, but people thought that it was confirmed that Blink wasn't. So some people thought there was like a rumor that it was an older build of D2.
I think
Datto
said something about that. Yeah,
right. Yeah, and people were just like, "The fuck? Why would they do that?"
But I saw. Well, I mean, if it's older stuff, then of course, because obviously, I think IGN's promos and previews and stuff would have been arranged in advance. You know, it's not something that they decided that they. Oh, I know what we'll do this week. You know, we'll do
I
it
believe
now.
Fran clarified that they captured on June 26th. Right. So that's a full month and a few days after the reveal event and after E3. But like. Yeah, I think it got. I feel like it got more confusing as they tried to clarify as well, and everyone's like, "I don't even know what we're talking about."
So, can someone from Bungie just tell us if this is the current fucking build? That's all we need to know, right? But no.
Yeah. So, more to find out in a couple days here, but
yeah, I know, right? We'll see.
I'm just gonna trust that, like, it's gonna look more like that than it will, and I also think like. Watching it was like, yeah, there's a little difference in the Titan movement. Also, I know the guy playing the Titan, and he's also been playing this build for, what, months? So maybe he's just, like, figured out the little nuance of moving, and that, like, when we all went, it was like, oh, this feels so slow, because we all just played Destiny the day before, and it might just be a little different to watch it, because we really didn't get any strong footage of Titans from E3, not that I saw. There was some story mission stuff, which was Warlock, and then there was like a minute and a half Arc Strider. So there was no Titan skating, jumping around, and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's a lot of perception so far, and I imagine it's probably not some ancient build that still included skating, and then they decided to take skating out.
Yeah. I'm virtually positive, I'll never say positive, I guess, that it is pretty recent. A much more recent build than what we played. I'll say that,
Definitely, maybe.
Yes.
Definitely something. It's definitely something.
Not at all.
As I like to say.
I just thought there might have been some new news on that, so that's something worth...
Yeah,
I imagine if we were to ask, the answer is play it and figure it out.
Right?
Yeah. We'll play it tomorrow.
You will.
The current thing on my mind is that, like, I've been really riding the hype train for Sentinel. It's like, yes, Sentinel. Like, we've seen so much footage of him flying around, slapping people, and he pulls off that, like, that sun charge right into them, where, like, he bashes them, and then he gets a little, like, little cauterize style help comes back. I was like, okay, this is freaking amazing. But then I saw a GIF on Twitter, like, 2 or 3 days ago of, like, it was, like, a 1v1. Pole Dancer versus Sentinel. And they're coming at each other, and I was like, oh, my God, yes. And the Pole Dancer ruined him. It destroyed him. Like, it twirled.
It broke
like
his ankles first and then cut him in half.
It was like something out of an N1 video, and everyone's inside like, oh! Like, he twirled over. And then
if you see all the other Guardians do emotes in the background where they all just Arc Strider is looking nasty. At the end of that clip, too, the GIF is posted on Triple X Twitter if you want to find it quick. But at the end, you can actually see the Arc Strider does a few more flips and then does a throw, sort of like an underhanded forward throw, and sends out a little arc wave of energy. And it's not the wave along the ground, but it's sort of the shape of the, you know, it follows the trajectory of the pole, and it looks like it takes up like a little burst of super, and And I think it was Grant McKay responded and said that, yes, there's certain moves that it gets Ooh. Where it can actually use up a little bit more super. So it was kind of a nice little extended range thing, so you don't just get caught short-stopping like you do sometimes with Blade Dance. There's a lot of nasty stuff with this Arc Strider.
I'm actually not worried about stopping short the way the Blade Dancer does, you know what I mean? Because he's like... Mm-hmm. The Blade Dancer D1 flailing around with those little butter knives, and like the Pole Dancer in D2, every time I've seen him get a kill, he just swings the pole, and then some dude across the room is like, ah! And like, dies and explodes. I'm like, how much range does that fucking pole have?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, God, it looks so good. I'm freaking out right now. I can't.
I'm just watching this GIF over and over again, honestly.
I've had it playing since we started.
Yeah. So the shield hit, it looks like, takes away 2/3 of his health when he first fights the Titan, then he just annihilates him. Yeah, Jesus. Yes.
Oh, Link put it in the in the Twitch chat.
Oh, well, look, Link's a better man than me. I'm just like, this is mine. I will watch this.
No one can see this.
He breaks his ankles so hard. I love that
Mega, you bring up a point, though, about the health that the Sentinel takes off of the Blade Dance. So from just real observational stuff, basically we've gathered that supers don't automatically kill another super.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a bit of a battle. It's not just that immediately like, oh, sorry, I used mine first, or, immediate counter to is your super. So we do know that gunslingers get bonus damage with precision hits, so that a precision hit with a gunslinger's golden gun will probably just kill a super, but that means hitting how big is this hitbox? What is a precision shot with
How are you gonna hit a headshot on a fucking like pole dancer? Yeah, just running around.
You know what, Mega? That's why you get 6 shots, buddy.
But that
fanfire, baby.
That one will require like multiple hits with the Goldie, and then the other attunement tree or whatever has a precision damage with 3. So it's like, be confident with your shots or use the one with 6. And I remember thinking that 6 shot cooldown was insanely, the timer was insanely fast. It was like, use them immediately. Yeah. So that sort of makes a little more sense in PvP, where it's like, that's a counter for a big, powerful thing that's flying at your face and you need to mow them down. It's not to get your big, team wipe play like I thought.
You know what I was thinking, Bonesy? Here, I'll tell you what I was thinking. Well, we've been talking about, it's like 6 shots. That's a lot of golden gun shots, isn't it? Like, everyone's been talking about this reveal, but now that we know, because the Sentinel, it's been revealed, has 2 different ways to use the super. If you want, you can pop the shield, roam around looking for trouble, knock people out, or you can hold it down, and then you lock down with the good old-fashioned bubble. Now, in the current D1 meta, especially in Trials, if it's like a golden gun versus a bubble Titan, it's like, okay, they're going to pop with 2, and then they have 1. So the good news is it's not a guaranteed team wipe. You can use the bubble to at least burn 2 of their shots. Maybe they'll miss the 3rd, or you can team shot them or whatever. Yeah. But with this, I mean, it depends on the game type and the mode and what's going on, but if you have 6, you're not even going to think twice about melting that Titan bubble. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on how many shots it takes to kill the bubble.
Yeah,
you're going to be like, F it. I will gladly waste that bubble, and then I'll waste you in it.
It'd be pretty nasty if people camp out in a bubble together and you just pop it and you've got like 4 or 3 or 4 left.
Suck it.
And they're all standing there hugging each other like, whoops.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I want this so bad. I'm so excited right now. Even just the way that you phrase it, like supers are going to be like a battle, just like watching 2 supers fight, it's got me excited just have you like, well, I hope I don't get unlucky and fucking my blade just misses and then he annihilates me. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, dude, watching the tournament a couple weeks ago at Guardian Con, when you hear someone pop that super and you're like, yes, what's going to happen? Like, now it means literally like Clash of the Titans. Like,
yes.
It's not just this... who uses it first and who lands their one shot before they get, cut down or something like that. It's going to be these like boom, boom, like big, big extended battles, hopefully.
I'm literally picturing Dragon Ball Z if, like, two sentinels fight each other and they just slam their shields into each other like they're slamming in the air.
I'm going to be honest. Oh, I was thinking medieval times where they just, like, are sparring. And this dude hits a mace and hits the guy with the shield. And he kind of, like, intentionally rolls, but it also sounds like it just got hit by, like, 100 pounds of force. Just, like, ping, and then does a flip to the side and throws his shield in the air. I hope that happens.
Oh man. Whew. Anybody else's nips hard?
These babies can cut glass.
Oh my god.
It's less than god. How many hours is that? Is it 24, 32, whatever?
Oh Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Depending on when it goes up, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what subclass to play first.
I'm going Arc Strider. I'm doing it.
Voidwalker.
Oh, Benson, baby.
Yeah.
I know that
I just gotta figure it out.
I've been saying Sentinel since day one. I can't backtrack now. I've been saying it since they showed it. I want to be Captain America, and I know I'm gonna play all fucking six that I can anyway. So it's fine. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. Because, like, I came back from the D2 reveal. I was like, Dawnblade. And someone was like, but yeah, what if... No, Dawnblade.
You don't understand.
But now, like, we've been watching all this
footage.
You
haven't seen what I've seen.
And the Sentinel Titan just looks crazy fun with, like, you know, the bubble, you throwing the shield around. I was like, okay, Sentinel. Sentinel, maybe first. And then I saw Triple Rec tweet out the gif of the Arc Strider totally juke out the Sentinel. I was like, god damn it. You just have to figure something out.
I'm just going to have to play. Fallout's like a child who just learned the rules of rock, paper, scissors and keeps being like, okay, so rock wins, so I'll choose rock.
Nothing,
and then they throw
nothing
paper.
Beats paper.
What do you mean paper beats rock?
Yeah, fuck, fine. I'm paper. Nothing beats paper.
Is it?
Well, here's what I did for the alpha and the beta. I played, I believe, Hunter for the alpha and Titan for the beta, and then I mained a Warlock when I started. So I really tried to play what I wouldn't, you know, what I knew I wouldn't invest in heavily when the game finally came out. So my goal with Voidwalker is kind of to get a sense of it and get a feel for all the other classes, because I'm like, I'm not going to play Gunslinger for a minute once the game comes out. Not that I have anything against Gunslinger, it's just definitely not what I'm going to pick first. So I want to play with all the stuff that I'm not going to use that much, and then when the game comes out, I'll probably be Dawnblade or Arc Strider for a month at least before we start leveling up other classes and things like that. That's just me.
I like it. It's a smart strategy. I think you can save the real supper, you know, for when the game launches.
I like
appetizers. You want an app. Yeah, you're just getting yourself a little Nova Bomb appetizer.
Beautiful. Yeah. I also really want to see what the other tree is, because maybe it'll be cool.
Mm-hmm. We only get to use the top trees during the beta, right? Is that right?
Probably.
Okay.
I was under the impression that
it was only Dawnblade, Arc Strider, and Sentinel that were available in the beta. Is that wrong then? We get more stuff.
Yeah, they did clarify in the TWAB that we will be able to use the three remastered OG classes and the new ones, which is really good, because I was not okay with waiting that long to even see what Voidwalker can do. So
seriously,
good. I need to test it out.
Something else I saw in the gameplay footage that I don't know if we had actually seen yet was the Striker Titan using shoulder charge outside of, like, a Striker super, because the only tree we could play at the reveal didn't have the shoulder charge in it as the melee. And we saw him do a shoulder charge, and it doesn't one-shot people anymore. Shoulder charge doesn't. So,
yeah.
That was interesting.
Charge time seems a little faster, just to kind of make up for that, but it was really hard to judge.
Yeah.
You need a shoulder charge and a fully charged melee to finish right after if you just want a clean kill. Mm-hmm. So,
borderline putting that into the category of, okay, that's cool, but why would I use it now? And it's right in there, sitting next to the fusion grenade, which I'm like, oh, the sticky doesn't kill? Okay, well.
Right? Well, now the only thing I could say for it is maybe it'll still be good for, like, faster movement on a Titan. Maybe it'll still be helpful for that purpose.
The change of direction with a shoulder charge is way more lucrative than actually getting straight up kills a lot of the times. It's like having a Twilight Garrison in some situations where you can just turn on a dime or escape around a corner by getting that charge off. So I could still see it being used for guys like Ninja or Gabe or something like that, because they gotta go fast and Titans,
it could set something up for exotic armor later in the game. Yep. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, if you put on these boots, now your shoulder charge does like double damage, which may be enough to like, I don't know, to one hit kill. Maybe, I don't know. I have no clue. But
yeah, I think it's just very, very clear that they've stated it openly pretty much, but. Restricting the amount of one kill options to just your super or your power ammo, because those are the big things, and having a wide variety of other one shot things is gonna really throw off a game that has a longer time to kill. Yeah. And it's like, why am I gonna use a sidearm? Why am I gonna use this SMG? I will kill the thing that, you know, that uses it instantly. So
I think that limited their options and diversity quite a lot for Destiny 1, really, wasn't it? There was a huge variety of one-hit kills. And I think that, just as a balance and a development perspective, that must create utter chaos, you know, in so many levels. So,
that's
like
a word for it.
I think that although it seems like initially you think, bummer, that doesn't one-hit, what's the point, you know? That's the initial reaction. I don't know whether that's because of what we're used to in Destiny 1 or whether, you know, we want things to be powerful, you know, just like straight off the bat. But, like, thinking of it from an actual gameplay perspective, that could well be a very wise move indeed.
I agree. I think one-hit kill things are fun at a visceral level, like deep down in you, like, fuck yeah, I just annihilated him. But multiple like hit things, more nuanced ways of killing will be more fun in the long run for the game. I think.
I remember
be a lot of things we're gonna have to Destiny 1.
There was a thing in Titanfall 1 where like I loved, even though the weapons were like really basic and you had like a huge robot that you could climb in and wreak havoc in and stuff, the thing that was really funny at first is that you had this one hit kill kick that wasn't really a kick. It looked more like a toe poke. And it was funny at first. It was like, ha, I just kicked that guy and he died. You know, like, never mind my gun that takes like 5 shots to kill. That, you know, this one toe poke to the gooch killed that person in 0.1 seconds. At first it was funny, but after a while it just got really annoying. And the same thing happened in Crysis 3 as well. You had like a lot of counter tactical maneuvers, and then you could pick up a drain pipe off the map, rip it off the wall, and go around on a killing spree with this drain pipe. It just looked really and it was a one hit kill through walls as well, so
what,
like, yeah,
right.
So I think
most powerful drain pipe,
it clipped,
but yeah, like I think initially when you hear these things it makes you think, oh no, I'm not going to use that, but like, just wait, hold on. I think that's definitely going to add a lot more dimension. As you said, like sidearms, SMGs, all the stuff that might not get used so often could be used more often because of that.
Yeah.
Change. Now, speaking, you know, I'll let Fallout go. I was going to say, speaking of things that might not get used as much, I was just curious what you more, expert guys thought the advantage of Fist of Havoc is over Sentinel right now, because they're both roaming, but Sentinel looks way cooler and has more options. So I'm just,
a ranged attack.
It has a ranged attack, and you can wreck shit up close, and you can drop
and
a bubble.
And you can walk with it.
And
it could be the strength. It could be the strength, and also it's reactive. So like, if you're just like in the D2 reveal, I was playing the Strikers because we all wanted to play as much as we could, and you know, you're running around, Striker Titan, and then all of a sudden, you turn around the corner, and there's two dudes just camping in a corner. You're like, you're just like, fist, boom, done. It's still a fist of panic.
It's true.
You know what I mean? And you can pull it off. And the good news is, actually, once you pull it off and you panic, you can still roam around looking for trouble. Now, if you were in that same situation as the Sentinel Titan, you run around the corner, two guys are like, I mean, you can still put up a fight, you could clang out the shield and try and bash them up, but they could have power weapons. They could put you down pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
They could be doing whatever to you. You know what I mean? But
so the initial moment is really the...
Could be.
Yeah,
and we also don't know the strength. I mean, Fist of Havoc has always traditionally been a very powerful super. I mean, supers are usually in D1 pretty goddamn powerful.
Yeah.
And Fist of Havoc, yeah. Like, more so, I would say. Than...
You can survive a lot while you bring it down.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, three people shooting into you, you can still survive it a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine, just like we saw with that gif of the Arc Strider,
right.
It might not be, when you're in your super charged up as a striker, it might not be a one-shot with the Sentinel. They might have to hit you twice, and before that second hit goes off, just give them the Donkey Kong.
Whammy wham! Because
if you see an Arc Strider twirling gracefully towards you, if you're the Sentinel, you have to time it, because like you have to do the clang up activation, which takes a second or something like that. And then it looks like from the GIF we saw from Triple, you have to like time it just right and get it perfect. But maybe with the Striker, you see him coming at you, you're like, okay, shoot, 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 shoot. He gets him within 5 feet of you. Boom.
Bitch.
And he's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't even aim it. Just, shut it down.
Yeah, that is really a great characterization for the classes, that it's like this one dancing towards you like a ballerina, and then the other one just punches the ground, and it's like, get the fuck out of here. Done with you.
Stop that.
All right, I've just seen other people express the concern, so I figured I'd ask.
No, I understand.
Ask you to, give me your thoughts, beautiful.
What were you gonna say? I think there's something to say about the slam's ability to do damage behind you. And obviously the radius is a lot smaller, and you're not just going to have that insane wave in front of you. But when something does flip behind you like that, or when there's those jolts from the Sentinel, like countering a Sunbreaker is scary if they're using Sun Charge well, because they can get behind you when you do something. So if you're in a tight space, you know that, he's going to take that leap behind me to try to juke me. So I'm just going to slam, and it'll kill him.
Oh, man.
Even if I'm not looking straight at him.
There's
going to
be so many clips of me looking like an idiot, just fisting the ground like three times while some fucking pole dancer just elegantly jumps in and out away from it.
Gracefully.
Eating your dollar bills.
Exactly. Oh, fuck. I'm so excited. Oh, man.
So did anybody notice that the Striker in that video tossed two grenades?
Ah, yeah. He did throw two lightning grenades. He threw them back to back.
Simultaneously.
Yeah.
Just back to back. One.
I actually didn't notice that. God damn it. I have to go back and watch again.
Yes.
And I did not see any exotic armor on that setup there.
Cool. Blimey, governor.
So it must probably is that perk tree, the one that gives you shoulder charge, gives you two nades.
Could be.
Hashtag ability spam. Thanks, Bungo. Already ruining the game.
Quadruple lightning grenades coming back again.
Oh. Yeah, but isn't there like some weird delay with those lightning grenades now? So, there's no instant one bang action from them.
More telegraphed, yeah.
You've got that similar to Trip Mine charge up. Yeah, they hit.
Which,
like,
you know what?
Whoop.
They needed that.
They did.
Thank you.
Because right now in the current meta, it's like, you're playing a Striker Titan? You have to be a lunatic. You have to be out of here. You have to be playing some kind of weird, freaky strategy. Like, wouldn't it be hilarious if like we flashbang them and like shot Telesto into the room just to piss him off? Like, if you're playing for real like you're gonna use the lightning nade, because why wouldn't you? It's amazing.
It is.
So the little charge up on the new lightning nade, I think it's very warranted.
I'll probably kill myself with lightning nades less if I have a second to react to the fact that I hit a box in front of me instead of the fucking spot I was
not
aiming.
Completely.
A lot more telegraph now.
Yeah,
but you're not gonna not kill yourself at all.
No, less frequently. Just less. There'll be occasionally times where I'm like, fuck, I missed, and I can run, as opposed to just boom and I'm dead. All right, good job, me. I nailed it. I know myself. I know I'm still gonna do it a lot. It's fine. Oh man,
that's okay, Mega.
Yeah, thank you.
It's okay, but
thank you, Bones. I have Bones send me a text message every day that just says, "That's okay, Mega," just to make me think about myself.
No context.
Just that I'm feeling down. I look at my phone. Oh, new message from Bones. That's okay, Meg. Thanks. Thanks, Bones.
A little bit of emotional support every single day.
Oh, goodness. Is there anything else from the footage that we need to talk about?
That's all I got for you.
You're gonna get shot tomorrow.
Crit damage.
Well, my tomorrow. My tomorrow's Tuesday.
Story, you know what that means? Story just has more awake time than us before he gets to play. He has to be consciously waiting for it more than we do. So,
we don't even know what time he goes live. I'm reckoning, I think...
We do.
Okay. Yes. TBL knows.
10 a.m. Pacific. So, yeah, the usual time.
All right.
1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific. I have no idea what time that is for you, but whatever.
Right, when I start work.
Yeah, I'm out of time. Yeah. It's 8 o'clock at night.
Don't worry, Bones, I'll text you, that's okay, Bones, right when it goes live. Okay, don't worry.
Please, at literally 10 a.m., I will be clocking into work and have 8 hours in front of me, and I'll just be looking at clips on Twitter, just like,
I think I would break my phone or just go crazy if I were you. Like, just Bones has been in the bathroom for 6 hours, guys. Is he okay? It's just like looking at clips the whole time.
Yeah.
Bones comes into work with like this gigantic fucking backpack, and you can see like the shape of like a tiny monitor, like squeeze. Like he's got this giant camping.
It's like, hey guys, what you got there, champ?
And a briefcase, but it's just my tower.
I did that in high school to play Halo 3 ODST during school hours the day that it came out. I had a music class where we got to go into practice rooms, and so we snuck in an Xbox and we stole one of like the school TVs and went into the practice room and played Halo 3. Nice, nice. We did get caught. We did get in trouble. So don't do it, kids. Don't recommend it.
It did not work.
Yeah, you know.
Keep the Switch at home.
Well done.
Exactly.
Okay, I got a question here for. Our own Right Honourable Battle Jitney 21. What's your go-to adult beverage?
Oh.
Like we answered this previously.
Two shots of whiskey and then just pour some frozen pina colada on top.
That's my new bartender
Stir
drink.
Stir it with one of the rhythm sticks, the disco lightsaber, and he's a happy man.
Go. You go anywhere in LA, you say, give me the Bones. All right, that's what you get.
They know to give it to you. They stir it with that gigantic.
I love it. God damn it. I'm a Jack and Coke or a rum and Coke man, personally.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. I was just having some Jack and Cokes while watching Game of Thrones before this podcast, so.
I think I'll have some later tonight.
It's hard to pick. Also good.
Cold milk.
Cold milk.
A nice cold milk and a couple of freshly baked cookies.
I like a nice glass of warm milk.
That's an old man's beverage, drinking fucking glass of warm milk before bed, I feel like.
Yeah.
I love that Fallout, you went for the old-fashioned right as I was thinking about making an old person joke, and you've had old in the name.
I've always wanted to try an old-fashioned, man. I've never had one in my life.
They're really? so good.
They look, good, and they sound good. The ingredients and everything, it sounds good. Someone forced me to have a Cosmopolitan on a ferry, on a ship once, and I was like, what? I don't want to drink this, and I drank it. I was like, I'll have another one. I'll have another one. And another one.
And another one.
And another one. And I love the tequilas, a good tequila with the crusty salt around the glass. I like that kind of stuff as well.
A little bit of a margarita.
Drink of choice is always going to be a good smoky single malt or a small batch, so a single barrel bourbon. Always.
Just Story out in the wilderness with his manly drinks.
Yeah. Climbing trees to get some YouTube.
just to read my email, you know.
Story, we get it. You have a cool accent. You're cooler than all of us. Please stop. Leave some cool for the rest
cooler.
Of us. All right?
No.
Cooler,
real cheese.
Yeah. Everything just sounds like sexier
and
smoother.
What's cool about climbing a fucking tree to get internet?
The drinks. Well, that is cool, first of all. The climbing
cool.
a tree, being out in the wild, living. You think any of us could go a day without our phones? Come on.
Oh, it's nice. It's kind of nice. Even though I did rearrange my entire theme for my Android phone and changed all the icons on it and everything. That was one of my days on my holiday spent doing that. That was quite good.
Did you get that Nova launcher?
Yes, Nova launcher.
Yeah.
There was another one that I tried as well.
Look how pretty this is.
Oh man, let me show you this.
Kind of hot.
I should really tweet this out.
I didn't realize we had switched.
I got all these retro like icons and stuff like that, man. They're like old school things.
Dude, I could talk about like icon packs for an entire podcast.
Retro Rika, check that out,
welcome,
man.
Ladies
they're
and gentlemen,
so good.
To, the first episode of the Icon Podcast.
Yes. Well, yeah. You talk about fucking. Oh come on, we can talk about icons, me and Bones.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really therapeutic. It's like, oh my god, I can change individual icons. It reminded me of there was. A day that I figured out there was like this program you could get from Apple OS X that could change everything. You could customize everything, and that was it. I ended up having a computer that looked like HAL 9000. It was awesome. And
it's just nice to finally have control over something in my life.
Yes. Yes. As small as it is. But yeah. It is nice being detached away from internet and things like that, especially at a time that you when you really need it, you know. And I was with good friends and stuff, and there was, unfortunately, there was only one sunny day, and my friend got really sick. Like, she's a nurse, and she'd contracted some kind of freak strep throat virus. She had to be rush her to the local health station. Then we're like, oh my god, that's serious. We need to go to a hospital. So we had to drive another hour out into civilization. Jeez. And then we were there for like 5-6 hours while she had biopsies and all kinds of stuff like that, and she still doesn't know exactly what it is, but it was some awful virus that basically, and I've been pumping myself with Vit-C on the exercise bike making sure I don't get it, because it's beta day tomorrow, you know. So
not this week
I'm not getting sick. No you can actually take a surprising amount of vitamin C, you know.
It's like the one thing
the human
thing
body
can't,
can handle a surprising amount of vitamin
OD
C.
You can't OD on it. Literally,
it's like the one substance you can't die from.
Yeah.
You'll just
there you go, kids.
You just have diarrhea for days.
You let it all out, yeah.
Health tips from the Planet Destiny podcast.
Vitamin C,
don't trust
take
us
as much as you can.
This is where people come for their health tips. This is a group that looks like physical specimens, you know, clearly. We are experts.
Yep. OD on vitamin C, climb a tree with your phone and paint your nipples blue. There you go. That's a life tip for everybody.
So we're doing questions.
Checks.
Are there any other questions?
Nope, that was it.
That was the one about drinks.
All right.
Done.
Well,
what time are you guys going live? Now it's changed. This is actually a really good question. The live time is now going to permanently change. From it's half an hour later, basically. I don't want to mess this up. This is 7 p.m. The normal times are 7 p.m. PST and 10 p.m. EST. But now it is half an hour later across the board.
Yeah.
Forever. Or until...
Because I have to watch Game of Thrones, or I won't be here.
Well,
for the whole
we're a transparent podcast. That. It's Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Our lovely listeners as well, and here on Twitch are just like,
it
look,
is friendly,
guys,
though.
I like you, but Game of Thrones just started. So
exactly. Yeah. If I were a viewer of this podcast, I would not be tuning in if Game of Thrones was on.
Yeah.
Obviously, since I'm on it, and I can't even be bothered to show up if Game of Thrones is on. So,
in a 1v1, we lose.
Yes,
we lose bad.
I love you guys. If it were you guys or Game of Thrones forever, then I would choose you guys, because Game of Thrones only has like one more season left. So that's a stupid choice. I mean,
you can just watch it later.
Yeah, it's fine.
What would happen if you ever were on Game of Thrones? There's a paradox.
Oh man. I don't know. I don't think they'd allow me. I'm not British. You could get on, right? You've got that sassy accent.
No, you need more beard. I think the beard would have to come back. Dye it black, perhaps. Put some blood in it and hang an axe from it or something. I think that was it.
We've got a ton of questions over on Twitter.
We am just checking them.
Mostly joking when I said we had none.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Why don't we attempt to do some kind of lightning round?
All right, cool. This one comes from Misfit_5H4M0. He says, is PvE too easy? Apart from the rage, you only fail a mission if you die. No objectives, no urgency.
They said it was going to be harder.
We have no idea what that means, but they said it was going to be harder. Maybe it's going to be...
Next question.
Boom.
This is lightning, man. We're not going to
lightning. Let's go. Go. Lightning. Next question.
Ballin' on Welfare says, y'all like bacon?
Yeah, duh.
Yes. Next like question.
What kind of question is that? Ballin' on Welfare. What do you
it's
mean?
A little, it's a little bit overused, but I love it. That's all I can
yeah.
say.
Actually, 70% bacon. Odini at FPS Odini says, do you think Queen's Wrath will return?
No. Next question.
No. Probably. This is honestly no.
I wanted to return.
I didn't like the armor, no.
It'd be pretty weird if they didn't do it in all of Destiny 1 all this time, and then the queen's like dead for this, yeah. and then they're just like, Queen's Wrath.
If they changed the armor and the whole theme to look like bacon, yes, I'll vote.
There it is.
And they said that they needed to take that event and put it back in the oven. They meant to burn it to a crisp until it was nothing but dust.
Yeah, I like it. Carbon. Sense of carbon.
Okay, lightning.
Yeah, lightning.
That's it.
This one comes from Matt Grundy 89. Would you rather put up with a bad story for good mechanics or put up with bad mechanics for a good story?
Good mechanics.
Better mechanics, a better playing game is always higher on the tier mm-hmm. than that story
yeah.
for
yeah.
me.
Absolutely. Yeah,
notice that we all play Destiny.
Yeah. I don't play video games story. For a story. If I want a great story, I can watch a movie or read a book or watch a TV show. Video games have one unique thing to offer, and that's their mechanics. So I choose video
Boom.
Games. Yeah. Mechanics. Yes.
Done. Next question.
Tony Stone, okay. Do you think current exotics or legendaries from Destiny 1 will eventually make it across to Destiny 2? Not yes. all, but some.
Yeah, they yes. will. They'll do that they'll just do for some. Nostalgia and shit like that, of course.
I'm making the noise of the gun that needs to
yeah.
eventually come back
well,
in my hand.
I think the only noise I want to hear from you is blap, 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 blap.
That's right. That's right. All right,
Phil
Corvelli, I hope I said your name right, says, do you think we'll see trading implemented on any level? No.
No.
Nope.
I don't think so.
That's a tougher one, but yeah, with my gut, I say no.
Oh, do you think, okay, Josh Bywater says, do you think that assuming Hammer of Soul returns, that the Titan Supers are all too similar?
Hmm. I mean, I did
right,
kind
you definitely
of...
took some steps towards that, like, roaming, charging thing.
Yeah.
And Sentinel
yeah.
is definitely, Sentinel. Like, the spiritual
it's that.
Sunbreaker
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
They would be pretty similar in this. And if you think about it, Sentinel charges and throws a projectile right now, which is mm-hmm. what a hammer has to offer. So that'd be very, mm-hmm. very similar unless they drastically changed it.
Well, if you think about it logically, it's a Titan that's throwing them all, so they're all exactly the same, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like to think now sure. Hammer's going to be a shutdown, and he just takes a gigantic fucking hammer out of nowhere, just slams it, like,
slams
not you. Right on him, but it, like, does it at, like, a set distance in front of him. It's like a cartoon mallet just comes
that's
out.
That's a big old
that's,
mallet.
That's what I want okay. to happen.
I want to see a poke in the eye. Like,
how about a toe poke just a little toe poke into the ass, how about that, how does that sound,
a little right
kick in the gooch.
It's a little yeah. he puts on
right
a big pointy shoe, a really pointy shoe, like a knighting armor pointy shoe, and kicks right in the gooch. That's it, you're dead.
I'd love a stupid big swinging kick move where it's not like a knee, it's not action packed at all, it's just a big like thunk, and you just like boot, you know, just and they kind of like go like flying back yeah. and then
like
you
Battletoads right
yes
yeah.
yes
the boot gets huge and you just boot somebody across the screen.
Destiny 2 Battletoads confirmed.
Oh,
there you go. That's the new class.
I'm ready.
We have any more? We're doing pretty good with the lightning.
We are. We really are crushing it.
Real Bumblefuss says, thoughts on Arkstrider's seeming lack of health regen?
Hey, Bumble, by the way. And you know what? It's okay that I feel like it's going to be probably fine just because of how we just watched a Sentinel only take down half the damage. The Arkstrider and the Blade Dancer are always about kind of evasive, and you gotta know how to escape. If you just hold the buttons and forward, you're dead. Doesn't matter. So I feel better about that, knowing that supers don't just immediately die to one blow from another one.
Agreed.
Done. Concur. Next question.
I think I couldn't find anyone.
This is from Above Lobbies. Do you think locked loadouts will be a thing in hard raids? No.
Hmm?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, we don't know enough about that yet.
I'm hoping
that
the raid mechanics would be so complex that a one particular loadout couldn't manage it. You'd need to switch a route.
But there'll be no best loadout.
Yes.
No more situations like the Fatebringer, Blackhammer, Yallerhorn
yeah.
situation from year one. I don't know. Maybe they could do that as a challenge mode, but I don't really see them doing that, having locked loadouts in raids. That would be weird.
Yeah. That would make, maybe if you really had to like work with your, like you have to, that'd be weird though to have a team where like you two have to use these guns, you two have to use these, like that would fucking suck.
I think that fundamentally goes against like the philosophy that Bungie has put forward when it comes to Destiny and content like that. I think for the lock loadout thing, it's going to be something like, I don't know, the Lost Sectors maybe, something like that.
I can see that. I don't know. I can see it. We'll see. Not sure, but I agree that it probably isn't. Yeah.
I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I don't.
I don't know if I like it yet.
I'm not going to like it.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm not going to like it.
I'm not going to like it. I'm not even going to play it.
I resolve to not like it.
Not playing. That's probably time then, gentlemen and ladies of the...
How many points did we get on the lightning round? Who was keeping score? How do we do?
We all win.
Tell us what they've won, TBL.
Oh, well, you have won if you're on PlayStation 4. Early access to the Destiny 2 beta starting on July 18th at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for playing, Mega.
Thank you for choosing the exact prize that I was hoping you would choose.
That's all I had.
That's this. We got this connection. This is a top-tier podcast. We're five-star men, damn it.
I could get a prize, like, conveyor belt going on. You would have won this lovely pair of nail clippers. Oh, it's a shame you're not getting the deluxe teapot this year.
Ooh. How about this chapstick that looks kind of like Elmer's glue that I use?
I haven't got my chapstick here.
How about my Lego ghost that I built today?
That looks like a fidget spinner. Also a prize.
Those are hot with the kids.
I've got a desktop vacuum cleaner in the shape of R2-D2 I've never used.
What?
Awesome. That actually sounds kind of cool.
I want that. I don't want to have to empty it because it looks too much like a toy, a figure. Yeah, so I don't want to empty it and fill it with stuff. Anyway, though, Link, do you want to do us a nice smooth exit and then we'll raid someone?
If I feel like it.
Do you want to do it in your real voice?
Yeah, do it in your real voice.
Yeah, do it in your real voice.
Go back to my real voice. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, the jig is up. This is what I sound like. Thanks for tuning in so much, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 126 of the... Oh, my gosh, that hurts. The Planet Destiny podcast. We're just a few days away from the Destiny 2 beta. As you can tell, we're pretty excited about that. Oh, I cannot wait for it. But that's it for this one, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Before we get on out of here, we are going to let you know where you can find us across the internet and what we've got going on. Mr. Bones from Crucible Radio, where you at? What you got coming up, man?
You can check out Crucible Radio, the podcast for all things Destiny PvP. And I don't know, go follow me on Twitch, Bones_CR. Maybe I'll stream some beta and get back into it. Otherwise, I'll be talking Medieval Times on my new show, Medieval Times Radio. We're going to be covering the plot that I don't think has changed since the 80s, but we'll discuss which knight is likely to win the championship and try to figure out what the antagonist's name was because I could not hear in that arena. So, hey, Fallout, what about you?
Twitch and YouTube. Look at me. Look at me. At Fallout Plays for both of them. Follow me. God damn you. Mega, go.
Hi, I'm Mega. I'm going to start streaming on my personal Twitch now, so you can go to twitch.tv/MegaMagWitch. Yeah. If you don't fucking follow, I will postpone this podcast for 4 hours every night for Game of Thrones and Game of Thrones related after content.
You'll do it.
Yeah, you can also just search Husky Raid and find me anywhere that way, so you know, that works. Mr. Story Maforshin, what about you?
You can follow me on Twitch. Just my name's there, and it's twitch.tv/me. And we'll be playing some Destiny beta and getting back into video games again. Link, about yourself, sir?
Hey, it's me, Mr. TBL. Look at me. Hey, guys, what's up? I'm going to probably be super busy this week making tons of guide videos and news videos about the Destiny 2 beta. So make sure you're staying tuned to the Planet Destiny YouTube channel, the Twitch channel, and, of course, my personal YouTube. You can find me everywhere on the internet at The Black Link, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all of it at The Black Link. I am still the only one out there. I don't know how no one else has tried to take that name, but I'm glad they haven't gone for it. Make sure you're tuning in for those streams, because we are going to be playing some of the Destiny 2 beta with viewers, getting in on some PvP, some strikes and whatnot, trying to glean as much information as we can from that beta. I cannot wait to get my hands on it, and I know that's the same for everybody else here. It's almost time, baby. It's almost time. But all right, that is it for episode 126 of the Planet Destiny podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will catch you guys next week.
Bye.